Okay, good evening, all. We're in the middle of listing a few of the differences between a neder, between a vow and a shvua and a swear. So we gave two last night, and so here is a third one. V'zehu ha'inyan b'atzmo. This itself, there is another differentiation between them. She'ashvua ina chava al dvar mitzvah. That a person cannot swear that they won't perform a mitzvah. Someone cannot say, I am not going to take a lulav. But when it comes to another, a person can vow that they won't perform a certain mitzvah. And here is why the Chinuch explains. That when a person is swearing, again, he's using the language of his own body. So a person cannot say that I am not going to walk into the sukkah and fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? Begufo kvar niskayim, but also inyan mehar sinai, because he already had a swear, and he said he can't swear on another swear. So he already sweared back at Har Sinai that he was obligated to do this mitzvah. So there's already an obligation on his body. Aval beneder, but when it comes to a vow, einu medaber ela al hadavar sherotza lachnis begeder isur. You're not speaking about your body, you're speaking about the object. Val oso adavar mamash lonis kayim hu meolam. And when it comes to this specific object, so there was no vow, nothing taken on that. So if a person cannot say, I swear that I won't go in the sukkah and fulfill my mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah, but a person can say, I vow that this sukkah is prohibited to me. And then I guess he can do it, but then he's going to be violating a prohibition. So in theory, he could walk into another sukkah, but this sukkah in particular, he will not be able to walk into. Lufichach chalal av eser. Therefore, there will be a prohibition that lands on it. Vein ma'achilen alo la'adam devar ha'asur lo. And there's a rule that the Chazal say in Maseches Nedarim, he can't feed someone something that is prohibited to him. So therefore, even though technically he is obligated to do this mitzvah, we cannot, quote-unquote, feed the mitzvah, and we cannot allow him to perform the mitzvah. Sukkah v'zesh amru v'zechorim l'racha, and this is what Chazal teach us. Again, to summarize, she'anishba asar nafsho ala chifetz, that when a person swears, he prohibits his body on a certain object. V'hanoder asar achivetz al nafsho, when a person vows, he prohibits the object on his body. And then we'll just end with one final question. V'im tishal, you're going to ask all the lamdanim, all the big learners in the room will ask the question. Misha nadar shalo le'achol davar shu mitzuva alav l'achol. Let's say a person, so you're being fancy, we said sukkah maybe you can't do, and lulav you can't do. But let's say a person swears that they're not going to eat a certain mitzvah. Eich lo yuchlenu. So a person swears, I'm not going to eat matzah. How in the world does a person have the right not to eat that? Sharei oso davar mitzuva hu alav v'aseh. Because this specific piece of matzah is obligated to him. From Har Sinai, he was obligated to eat every single piece of matzah on this night. we should apply a very important rule that we have in Shas, that we have a negative prohibition and a positive prohibition. The positive prohibition could push away the negative prohibition. So we have a negative prohibition of that this person said, I vow not to eat this piece of matzah. And you have the positive prohibition of the obligation on the first night of Pesach to eat matzah. So on the first night of Pesach, the positive commandment should knock out the negative commandment, and therefore he should still eat the matzah. We should not say that he is not allowed to eat matzah in that situation because of the prohibition delo yachel, the prohibion of not violating the words that you took. Because Chazal, in general, always had this rule, asei, asei, v'dachi lo asei, that the asei, you can always knock out the negative. Teshuvascha, so what's your answer? Shehaneder asei v'lav yishpo. Then when it comes to a vow, there's not only a negative commandment, but there's also a positive commandment. Lav delo yachel. There's one prohibition of do not desecrate the word, the vow that you took. Va'asei dechul hayotzei mipiv yasen. There's also a positive commandment that says you have to uphold all the words that came out of your mouth. And in that situation, so what are you going to be faced with? So a person says, I vow not to eat this matzah. So on the first night of Pesach, he'll have the positive commandment of eating the matzah. And on the other side, he'll have the negative commandment that he took a vow not to eat it. And he also has the positive commandment to uphold his vow. And therefore, those two mitzvahs will beat the other singleness of eating matzah. Therefore, you would say that he's not allowed to eat matzah on the first night if he took such a vow. All right? Still a lot more to come on this, but for now, we'll stop right here.